Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Metzia Nun Hei. We are actually partway down the Amud, down at the Mishnah, which begins with Ha'ino Arba'o Kesef, as we learned. Ha'ino, the halacha of Ha'ino, which refers to either a buyer overpaying or a seller being underpaid. So all these, forms of, let's call it fraud, right, apply to when the discrepancy between actual value and paid value and in a paid amount is either a sixth or more, right? Ha'ino arbo'o kesef. Four kesef, Rashi says. Four per sella. So basically you have a sella which has four dinar. Each dinar has six kesef. So four kesef out of a sella is really a sixth. Right? Because it's six times four is 24. Four out of 24 is a sixth. So if he was cheated by that amount, it constitutes ayna. Okay, so on account of this number, the Mishnah will now proceed with a full list of things which relate to specific amounts of money, and the halacha is associated with them. V'atana shtei kesef. What's the minimum amount of tana, of claim, of monetary claim, which will trigger a shvuah? We know that if a person is a moed b'miktzas, he partially admits to a claim waged against him, that triggers a chiv of a shvuah. He has to swear to establish his claim, his partial denial. And the halacha is, unless the fellow presenting the claim is presenting at least a claim of at least two kesef, right? That's the minimum. Only then will that trigger a shvuah in the bezin. And this is discussed in Misach Shvuah. It's exactly why, when, and where. Another halacha pertaining to a minimum amount of money is hayda. Right? So this fellow waged a claim, presented a two kesef claim against me. I owe him this much, and I responded with a partial admission, but it has to amount to at least a pruta, which was the smallest coin, the smallest copper coin. Less than that will not trigger a shvuah process. Okay, on the topic of pruta, says the Mishnah, actually, it's not the only halacha that pertains to a pruta. We have five separate halachas that relate to a pruta. Chamesh pruta isein. Ha'idah shavu pruta, right? Like we said, you have to admit at least to a pruta of that claim. Va'isha miskadeshes, v'shavu pruta, we'll enter back in Misachas Kedushin. The minimum amount of money required for a Kedushin to marry an Isha is a pruta. Va'nena v'shavu pruta min ha'gdash mal, a person misuses Hegdish property for personal use, right? He redirects Hegdish for personal use, that's Mi'ila. That triggers a whole process of Mi'ila with Karbonis. You need at least a Pruta that you have taken from Hegdish. Va'amoytze shavar Pruta chayv lahachris, right? We learned this back in Elo Metzias. What's the smallest amount that requires a shavar saveta? You found something which is worth at least a Pruta. And finally, if a person steals a pruta of his friend and he swears to his innocence and then he admits to his guilt, since it involved a false oath, you have to take that money now and follow him all the way to Madai, far away. You can't just send it, you have to deliver it to him personally. So we have a total of five halachas that relate to a pruta: Haida, Kedushin, Mi'ilam, Hashavas Aveda, and the Aloha of Hashavas Gezela. Tanin Echad HaZimna. The Mishnah began with Ha'ina. It's four kesef of a sella, which is a sixth. Tanin Echad HaZimna, we already had this Mishnah the other day. Ha'ina Arba Kesef, Mesrim, Arba Kesef LaSela. It's four kesef when 24 go for a sella, which basically equals Shtus LaMekach, a sixth of the total purchase price. So what's the point of this repetition? Well, says the Gemara, on account of the next halacha, Hatana shtei kesef, Vayda shava pruta tzrichalei. It was mainly for the next, couple of items on the list. that the claim which triggers a shvuah needs to be at least two kesef worth, a hodah has to be a pruta. That's the main point, and brought a complete list, starting with Einoah, all things that are related to specific monetary amounts. Asks the Gemara, well, those halachas are also already stated elsewhere in great clarity. Hanami Tanina, we have a Mishnah in Shvuos, Shvuos HaDayanim Hatana Shtei Kesef, Vaidosh HaVe Pruta. In order for the Dayanim to trigger a Shvuah, you need the claim of at least two Kesef, admission of a Shavar Pruta. So it's all already been presented and detailed elsewhere. Why the repetition? Sefer Tzrich Alei, the main thing is for the next part of the Mishnah. We go on, we end off with the Shavar Pruta, and then that triggers the next list, Tani Chamish Pruta Sein, right? Once we got involved in a Haidah Shavar Pruta, that tripped the next list, which is Chamesh Pruta Sein. So that's the focal point of the Mishnah, and everything else is sort of associated with it. Okay, so what are these five Pruta-related halachas? Chamesh Pruta Sein. Right, we have Haidah, Kiddushin, Mi'ila, Hashavas Aveda, and Hashavas Gazela. But listening now, Haidah, Pruta. What about Haidah? Cheating, frauding, right? Defrauding a buyer, charge, overcharging. That too should have a minimum of a pruta, right? Less than a pruta, it's insignificant, it's negligible, you're meichel. So why do we have that on the list? Einoah only applies when he was cheated at least a pruta. Amar of Kahanu Zeisemeres, this teaches us that, ain Einoah the prutas. Unless he cheated him at least a silver coin's worth, it's not significant, just a copper penny, it's not significant enough to generate Einoah. Chiddush. But Levi Amar, no, Yesh Einoah the prutas. Levi disagrees. Even if he overcharged him by a pruta, and it turns out the pruta was, a sixth of the value, so that constitutes Einoah, yeah, sure. It falls under the Einoah umbrella. V'chein, Tani Levi Masnisa. In fact, Levi, when he compiled his brises, in his brisa he added the Einoah, Shavar Pruta, in contrast to the Mishnah. Chamesh Pruta Sein, he has a different type of list. Five halachas relating to a pruta. He starts off with Einoah a pruta. And Vaidah pruta, Vakadusha Isha pruta, Vigazar pruta. Here comes an interesting case. Vishivas Hadayan pruta. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Yeshivas Hadayanim, what amount? What's the minimum claim amount which can compel, require the judges to sit down and initiate a court procedure, a court proceeding? Yeshivas Hadayanim require at least a claim of pruta. Right? So Reuben has at least a pruta claim against Shimon. Right? The Dayanim will sit down and deal with it. So interestingly, Levi had a similar list, same number, five pruta related halachas, but he added two cases not mentioned in the Mishnah. Einoah, as we explained, and Yeshiva Sadayanan. He omitted Ashavas Aveda, and what else? Mila. Okay, I'm going to deal with that now. V'tana didan my time l'ktani Yeshiva Sadayanan. Firstly, why didn't our Mishnah mention the minimum amount to trigger the court session? Well, Tanan the Gezel, it already mentioned that for Shavas Gezel you need a pruta, which indicates to us that a pruta is considered mamain, has monetary value, it has chashivas, and of course that will be legitimate enough claim to trigger a court session. I mean, pretty much one thing follows the next. So one should mention Gezel. Yeshivas Hadayanan follows from there. Umi loktani gaz loktani aveda. So we don't need the redundancy. So we don't have to repeat, this and that. It's sort of included. Well, what do you mean? Umi loktani gaz loktani aveda. Doesn't the Mishnah mention Hashavas gazela is a pruta, Hashavas aveda is a pruta, which is pretty much, two variations of the same halacha. So we see the Mishnah is going into different, variation. Hanachas trichali. These have specific lessons embedded. Because Gezel teaches us Hagoyz l'machaveh shavar pruta, if a person steals a pruta, v'nish b'loin, he makes a shvua to deny, yudlichenu achar v'afilu l'madai, has to go personally deliver it to him all the way to Madai. That's an interesting detail, unique to Hashavas Gezela. And Aveda, What's unique to Aveda? Hamoitze Aveda, Shabbat Pruta Chayv Lahachruz. If he finds an Aveda worth a Pruta, he has to go seek the owner. Va'afakav the Zal, the Chiddush here is even though it dropped in value since he found it. It's currently worth less than a Pruta, but since when he picked it up, it was a Pruta, he's Chayv. So each one of these scenarios carries with it an interesting lesson, which is unique to that case. And therefore, the Mishnah bothers to sort of mention it separately. But Levi, my time at Litani Aveda, why didn't, in fact, Levi mention Hashavas Aveda requiring a Pruta? But Pruta, answer is Tanali Gezel. Because he already mentions Gezel, Hashavas Gezela, which denotes that a Pruta has value. And what follows is that, what naturally follows is that Hashavas Aveda is also a Pruta related halacha. What do you mean? Umilok Tani Gezel, and obviously he doesn't hold, perhaps doesn't hold the halacha of Zol, if it lowers, you know, drops in value, he doesn't hold the halacha, so he didn't see a need to mention it separately. What do you mean? Umilok Tani Gezel, Tani Shivas Hadayanim. On Levi's list we have Gezel, Hashavas Gezel is a Pruta, and he also mentions that a Pruta claim will trigger a court session. So it also seems to be a redundancy, because it's obvious that if a pruta is considered value, so yeah, Dayanam will deal with it. Well, says the Gemara, that's not so simple. Yeshiva Sadeon and Strichale, he needed to go into that. Lafukim Rav Katina, as opposed to Rav Katina, the Rav Katina, Beznin Niskokan Afil Lepochis Mishava Pruta. You know that Beznin will deal even with a claim less than a pruta. And that's why Levi sought to mention it to rule out this point. Levi, my time elektoni hegdish. Now, why didn't Levi? So we explained why the Mishnah didn't mention Levi's cases. Why didn't Levi mention Mi'ilo? That if one misuses hegdish for personal use, he's chayv in Mi'ilo, and that's also a pruta related halacha. Bechulin kamayri, bekoshim lekamayri. He's focusing on non hegdish, you know, mundane material, not hegdish. Okay. Elatam didan kamayri bekoshim. Now the question is, in the reverse, our Mishnah seems to focus on kachim as well. Me'ilas kachim, right? Nisni masa repruta. So let him add a sixth item to the list of prutas. In order to make pidyon masa sheni, the masa sheni has to be at least a pruta in worth. We had this the other day, right? So that's also a pruta-related halacha. So although it's not chulin, but the Mishnah seems to be covering all types of, you know, scenarios. Well, kemando amar ein b'chem she pruta. The Mishnah here is following the shita, that even if the Maser Sheni itself has a Pruta, you can't convert the Kiddush, you can't transfer it if the Chaymash, the added fifth, is less than a Pruta. So it's a totally different type of setup. Okay, we're listening to Chaymash, Maser, or Pruta. So the Mishnah should say it like that. The fifth of the Maser Sheni needs to be at least a Pruta to facilitate the Pidyon. Well, Bekarna, a simple answer for that. Bekarna, Kamayri, Bechaymash, Lekamayri. The Mishnah is focusing on actuals, on principles, on actual values of actual things, but not Chaimish, you know, add-ons and stuff like that. Therefore, it doesn't belong on the list in the mission. Gufa, let's go back to Omer of Katina. Bezdin is koken. Afilu lepochem shavei pruta. Bezdin will deal with a claim even less than a pruta. Masav rav avakash. Ve'ezah shechotam in a hegdish yishalim. So the pasuk here is speaking about a person who steals from hegdish. The word ve'ez, which is, you know, denotes something extra. The rambis pochus mishavei pruta leishavan. A person steals anything, even less than a pruta from hegdish, has to return it. And we learn from here, la hegdish in avol hadid loy. This only applies to hegdish, but if he steals from an ordinary person, it doesn't apply. So why would Bezdin get involved in less than a pruta? Eloi itmachi itman. Rather, we learned as follows. Amar of Katina, we have to revise the aloch. Im huskaku Bezdin l'shava pruta. Truthfully, Bezdin will only deal with a claim involving at least a pruta. But once they sit down and they deal with that, and then, you know, later on, there's a counterclaim. And even if it amounts to less than a pruta, we deal with that too. Because once we're in the thick of things, we just, you know, conclude till the end. Goyim afilu pachem shavar pruta. And the reason is, tchilas hadin bein pruta. To start a session, it has to deal with a pruta. A chashivas of a shir mamein. Gemar din lo bein pruta, but to conclude, that could entail even less than a pruta. And that's what Rav Katina had in mind. So bottom line, we had a Mishnah with various, you know, values pertaining to Oino, to Tana, to Hida, and that took us into the list of Chamesh Prutois. Levi had a slightly different list, and the Gemara reconciles the differences. Okay, on the list, on the topic of lists, here comes another one, Chamesh Chamesh Hain. There are five scenarios where a Chamesh, the added fifth, is required. Elohein, So we have as follows. So Eichel Truma. If a non-Kohen inadvertently eats Truma, he has to repay the Keren, the actual value, and the Chemish. Utrumas Maser. Trumas Maser is the Truma which the Levi removes from his Maserishin. That also has a status of like Truma. And if a non-Kohen eats it, he has to pay the fifth. Utrumas Maser Shot Mai. And likewise, if he ate Trumas Maser from Demai material, which isn't really obligated Minatur, it's, you know, things that he brought from the Amoritz. They don't know if he took care of the Truma, so the Rabbanim required us to go ahead and address it to a certain extent, to separate certain things, like Truma's Masa, which we had a feeling they didn't do. A person eats that, he has to repay Keren v'Chemish. That's a Chiddush, although it's the Rabbanim, Chemish is included as well, and the more we'll deal with that. What other forms of consumption trigger Chemish? V'Chala, v'Bikurim, he eats the Chala portion of the dough belonging to the Kohen, likewise Bikurim. Moisef Chemish has to add a fifth. And Rashi says, all these, truma, all these are considered one on the one item on the list. There are also all sort of consumption related liabilities, so it counts only as one on the list of five. Okay, what's the next one? Havapoide neta revai umaser sheni shalay masif chaimish. If an owner had some maser sheni or something which grew on his in the fourth year of his orchard, so there as well. It has some sort of kedusha, and you have to be paid it to enable its consumption outside Yerushalayim. If the owner does this redemption, he has to add a fifth. Likewise, ha-poydes ha-gdesha ma'isib chemish. If you redeem the item that you donated to Beis HaMikdash, add a fifth. Ha-nenesh ha-verputu ben ha-gdesh ma'isib chemish. A person used ha-gdesh property, that's mi'ila, and you have to add a fifth. Va-goyiz ha-tchaveresh ha-verputu v'nishpaleh ma'isib chemish. And this is something which we discussed in the past Mishnah. A person robs, swears to deny, and then admits, he has to add a fifth. Amar Rava, kash le Rablezer, Rablezer a kash, Truma's Maser Shot Mai. So you understand, if you eat ordinary Truma's Maser, okay, it triggers a fifth. You know, the Chaimish add-on. But what about Demai? It's only the Rabbanon. V'chi asu chachamim chizuk le devreim. Kishal Teira, do the chachamim typically apply the same stringencies and parameters to the rabbinic obligation just as the Torah? We apply the halacha of Chaimish to Demai as well. That's a Chiddush. Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, yeah. Hamani Rav Meir, our Mishnah is Rav Meir speaking, who has this approach. The Amar, Hamani Rav Meir, the Amar Asu Chachamim Chizuk, Lidibrayim Kishal Torah. At times we find, yeah, the Chachamim reinforced their halachas and gave it similar status to Dinei Torah, the Sanya. Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, we have a Mishnah, a Braisa, and way back in Maseches Gittin, you may remember there's a halacha that when a person delivers a get from outside Eretz Yisrael, so as he's handing it to the Isha, he has to testify to its authenticity and that it was written properly. So let's say he failed to do so, failed to make that declaration, and suddenly delivered to the Isha, right, in the name of the husband, he didn't say "Fanei was written in my presence, "Fanei was signed in my presence," which is required by every type of get of this fashion. So what's the halacha? Yoytzi v'avlad mamzer. The get is invalidated, even though it's only a rabbinic requirement. So if she remarries based on this get, he has to divorce, and any child that they had is treated like a mamzer, because we deem her a married woman. The get is ineffective, which is a big chiddush, even though it's only a chiv de rabbanon. We give it the same stringency as the reis, as though the get was disqualified ben ator. No, we don't go that far. In a vlad mamzer, we don't treat the child as a mamzer. Rather, we rectify it right away. Keitz adyasa, what do we do? Yitlenu mimena. So the shliach takes it back from the isha and he redoes it, v'yachzer, v'itnenu lo, v'nei shnayim, and he redelivers it, gives it to her in front of two edim, v'yomer lo, he tells her, v'fanechta, v'fanechta. And he says that, you know, declaration. Asks the Gemara of the Rav Meir, how does Rav Meir say, v'shum de lo yomer lo, v'fanechta, v'fanechta, just because he failed to say that, you know, phrase, yoytzi v'lev mamzer, the new husband has to divorce, etc. I mean, it's going very far. Yes, incorrect. Rameir Tamei Rameir follows his shita. The Amar Ramnuna Meshmeidar Ula Oymayir Rameir Rameir took it to that extent. Rameir would say Kol Hameshane Mimatbeya Shetovu Chacham Begitna. A person deviates from the established procedure. Matbeya is like a coin, from the coined, you know, process. Meaning he deviates from the required process. Yoitzi, and it involves Begitna by get, right? Yoitzi v'chad mamzer. New husband has divorce, and the vlad is treated like a mamzer. So likewise, now a sugya, now a mishnah, even though it's just demai, which is only chayiv in truma midrabanan, we treat it like the eraisa. If a person eats it, he has to add a chaymish. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha, we see. Otherwise, we seem to find that demai doesn't have the same stringency as regular truma. We'll see Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf. All the best to you, and atzlach rav.